Namgyakona, the podcast inspiring entrepreneurs in South Africa. Because if it's going to be, it's up to me.
Nazo Bafit, welcome back again. Go to Namgyakona to know that if something is going to be, if your dreams are going to come true, it's only up to me. And today we are going to be blown away. Minds will be expanded about the importance of everything that you are doing at school, but even more so your dreams and how far you can dream. I'm very excited to have the guest that we have as always. And I want to remind you that as we are chatting, you might have thoughts, comments, and inspirations that come to you. Please drop them down, chat in the chat box, drop them in the comment box, because we want to hear from you. Share it with a friend, share it with abangani bakho, abazali, everyone who's around you, your community. You may never know what kind of conversation can come out of our discussion today. But really, here as your host, I want to welcome you again. And welcome as well our guest, Uzandile Nxumalo.
Thank you
for joining us, Zandile. Absolutely excited to chat to you. Your journey has been illustrious within, you know, the academic and research space, and the amount of work that you've put in to be where you are is something that I think will be inspiring for all of us to hear the journey that you've been on. So really a big thank you for joining us. And please feel free to educate us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Great. No problem. It's a pleasure. And really, because, you know, from being a researcher at the Council of Science and Industrial Research, where you are focusing primarily now on stem cell biology as well as regenerative medicine. So I think there already some education for us in what that means. But last year, you were also recognized by Standard Bank in two categories as a top woman in science of the year, as well as a top young achiever. This is, you know, going from Lana at Durban, where you did your high school, and then you went abroad to do, I think, your A-levels, your undergraduate, as well as a postgraduate with a master's in molecular biology in the UK, and then came back to the CSIR to contribute to a textbook, as well as, you know, publish a whole bunch of papers, academic papers, conference papers, over 6-7 of them in your career so far, and also been part of a team that's been innovating in the biology space, where you've created the first of its kind online database for anonymous pathology. I think a lot of good English there for us and terms for us to learn. Maybe you can break down, you know, what all of those things mean, but really this journey has been a long and a powerful one as well, an inspiring one, and really, I can imagine, not an easy one at all. And so share with us, you know, your decisions in taking a career path. What did lead you from, you know, the work you were, this, what you were studying in high school, to studying in biology, but more so really curious on what made you even venture abroad, know, from a high school in Durban to doing your undergraduate in the UK. What inspired you and drove you to study what you studied and do it abroad as well?
Both my parents, they instilled the notion to me that from a very young age, to me and my siblings, that is, that education was key. It was always like in my household, it was always like education this, education that. And I think it's like that in most African families, because we were previously disadvantaged. And of course, from a very young age, those things they didn't really make sense to me, because I was shielded. Like, my dad had a job, my mom was a teacher, from the harsh realities of life. But it wasn't until I got older, that's when I realized that actually what they were instilling in me, what they were driving in me, was going to be instrumental in my life today. This is the reason why I think my parents were also stressing about certain things that I may have found not so cool. I used to say they're abusive. I'm sure there are a number of kids that think like that, like, go to school. And you're like, do I really have to? I don't have to. So I was one of those kids. But when you get older, you realize that actually, no, it was to benefit you. It was for your future. So looking back, I am now grateful and I'm feeling blessed more than ever that I have parents that were a driving force behind me getting education or getting educated and becoming the person that I am today. And if I could go back to school, I'll definitely go back so I can iron up those grades, because knowing what I know now, if I had role models to tell me those things, that you got being in school and getting those fundamental basics from the teachers and listening were applicable in real life later, then I would have focused more. But obviously, based on the education system that we had back in the day, we didn't have that. And so I had to learn that when I got older and when I started exploring and went outside of South Africa. And maybe also,
let's dive in that. Forgive me for jumping in, because are you saying, Guti, when I don't want to go to school, I'm going to school. But you ended up, you know, making a very big decision, I think, for a 17, 18-year-old to study abroad, one that would require you to believe a lot in yourself and, of course, for your family to believe in you as well. Where did that decision come from, and where did the self-belief, you know, go from now you actually want to invest in your future, even going abroad?
So basically, going abroad was instilled in me when I was in high school. So I used to learn a lot about, because I went to Indian schools. So the schools that we went to, I did a first language, I forgot now, it's been so long. I did English as my first language.
Additional.
So it was like super tough. And so when we do literature, we used to do English literature. And so that is what inspired me to actually want to understand about what is so special about these English people. And I love literature so much that I found myself like so absorbed when I was reading like your Shakespeare, or when I'm reading a novel, when I'm doing poetry in school. Like, I used to do well in that particular activity as opposed to anything else in school, because I was so into it. And when I finished my matric, I knew that I had to travel and be in those places that I had read about in those particular novels, because they were real. But also, like, for my parents to allow me to take such a leap and go abroad on my own, it was the fact that they had faith and they had belief, and I had convinced them somehow that, you know, I can do this. This is what I want to do. And if I get education abroad, when I come back to South Africa, I can contribute more and I can learn more. And also because I knew that I wanted to do biological sciences, I knew some of the greatest scientists, some of the greatest inventions were discovered in Oxford, Cambridge. And so I wanted to be closer. I wanted to be one of my dreams as a child, and I'm putting it out there into the universe, is that I'll be the first Black female from Africa to win a Nobel Prize. It's like my one of my craziest dreams in biology. So I'm putting it out there.
Were there role models for you that you could look at, you know, to motivate you? Of course, your parents being a big role model, but what about success as well? How did that play a role for you when to give you confidence? You know, what is it that built your confidence when you don't believe in yourself, or at least that makes you believe in yourself when things look difficult? What are those things for you that help you to build yourself, view your self-confidence and abilities in yourself to achieve these sacrifices and feats of challenges?
So basically, me personally, the way I viewed my, so the people that inspired me, there wasn't really a lot of people. Maybe there were, but we didn't have the internet to look them up back in the day, because I matriculated in 2004. But personally, like, the way I view success, it was the ability of being able to impact people. How was I going to impact people? The journey that I was embarking on, how was I going to impact my people? How was I going to upskill the next person that comes after me, and not necessarily be uZandile Nxumalo from Mlazi, the only one that ever did it? I wanted to share that success. And so that's how I view it. I viewed it as a shared success as opposed to my success. Like, how can I impact my community to get to the level where I am? And so if I'm unable to do that, then that means there's something that I haven't done right. And it might be different for others, how they view their own successes. But it was also, now that I'm older as well and mentoring young people, I do take that initiative to mentor, like, young people outside work. And if it's inside work, I do take on like interns, and I mentor them and make sure that they get to piggyback from my brain and understand, like, what is it that you need to succeed in life? What is it that you need if you want to venture into like biology? What studies you need to focus on, and the mark that you need to get, and the jobs that you can have after. And so they have me as like an example as to how their future might potentially be. And so, it's just like giving back and just making sure that, you know, the next generation is upskilled the same way that you were upskilled, with the latest technologies and being.
I love that aspect of how, you know, your drive, your belief in yourself and overcoming challenges is driven in a way by impacting society and serving others. For you, what is encompassed in learning? You know, what is encompassed in growing? Why, for you, are you committed to learning? And what does that mean for you? And also, I really want to connect it back as well to when you don't know you can do something, you know, when you don't have the ability or the skill that you can do something and take on this challenge, you know, how does that connect with learning for you? And what makes you believe that you can do it, even though you haven't learned how to do it yet?
Not to sound overly...
Let's be honest now. It's
no, I'm trying to think of the right words. Like, if I, honestly speaking, like, when I first started my job, I I didn't know what I was doing. And what got me through, it was asking people. I feel like as people, sometimes we get a job and we feel that we need to prove something, even though we may know to a limited extent, but it's okay. I am not afraid to ask for help. If I don't understand something, I will go and ask. And if there are training opportunities, I will ask the CSIR, can you please upskill me in this particular area because I feel like I am lacking. So that introspective of yourself, you need to be comfortable with yourself and learn that, you know what, I can do X, Y, and Z, and I cannot do X, Y, and Z, and go to the relevant people who can guide you. One of the things that that I've seen a number of people fail is because they don't know how to ask, and also be respectful. Be respectful to the people that have the knowledge and seek it when you need it. Don't be, don't have this attitude of like, yeah, I can do it on my own. If you can't do it, like put your pride aside and just humble yourself and be like, you know what, I need help. Help me. How did you do this as well? How did you overcome it? Learn from the, identify those key people that can play a role in your development. And also like have a clear path. And don't be afraid to fail. You can fail, but get back up. Don't give up. A number of people give up. I've done it as well. Like I'm not perfect. So like you think that something is gonna work. Like I'll write a research grant and I'll get like, oh, we are sorry, you didn't get it. It does deter me for that particular moment, but next day I'll be like, you know what, I need more money so I can do my research, so I can do more, you know. And so I don't let my failures determine my future. I learn from it. When I'm knocked down, I get up again. It may take me some time, but I do eventually get up and try again and try again until I get it right, and learn from other people who may have the knowledge. I am not afraid to ask when I don't know anything.
I think like you are saying, you need to be comfortable in yourself. You need to be vulnerable, and that's real power from what you're saying. You know, when you actually are vulnerable, you have the power to learn. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if you were talking to now a 16-year-old Zandile, you know, 16-year-old Zandile, 17-year-old Zandile, if you imagine Zandile, and she's here, and she says she wants to do biology, or she says she wants to do engineering or technology or science, and we know that these are spaces that still have to be transformed in a big way, especially from a gender perspective. So here's Zandile, she sees, you know, that she can be the next Isaac Newton, or, you know, I know there's many other, you know, female inventors and scientists as well that aren't coming to mind. But what would you say to her on believing in herself, and advice on how she must handle, you know, that herself and her belief in succeeding in that space that, you know, she's pioneering like you are pioneering?
I would say, if I was talking to my 17-year-old son, I would say, do not lose track of your goals. Have that mentality that one day I'm going to make it no matter what. So I would say if you have the opportunity to go into industry, especially like most organizations, they have like open days and stuff. Ask your parent like to take you or to register you for those open days. Like, it's having those opportunities where these learners can come in and ask those relevant questions. I didn't have it as well. I learned it from a very older, like when I was older in England, and when I was in employment. But if I had that opportunity, I would have utilized that opportunity to ask the wise from the relevant people with the knowledge. And also then from there, have that person to mentor me, guide me into further like evaluating my goals, because at that particular age, you're not really entirely sure like what you want to do. So your goals and your thinking might change. And so have that mentor sort of like be the driver of your future development goal.
Powerful, powerful. So believe in what you want to do and in yourself, no matter what. I love that.
Identify the people that you can learn from. Identify another Zanule that looks like you. I'll share, like, just to digress a bit, like, usually, like, when I'm in social places, I don't talk much about what I do. So people be like, so what do you do? I'm like, I just work. And then it'll be like, so you must be HR. I'm like, no, then I have the need to correct you. No, I am not HR. I am a scientist. And then people, then you see their eyes lighting up. They're like, huh? Why? When? And I'm like, is there like a manual? Is there like a profile of like the scientists, how they should look like? Just because I don't have an arc back or like wearing these hardware glasses, but they're not big. But yeah. Yeah, like identify people that look like you. I didn't have that, and I wish I could have that. But who said just because I look a certain way, I can't embark on that particular field? And so, and because the industry itself is also driven by that particular stereotype that certain individuals can only occupy those particular jobs, then those people or those learners are disheartened from furthering their goals. And so if they can see me wearing my heels and like my hair, makeup and everything done and like doing it and like publishing and doing amazing things, and being the best role model that I can be, then I am open to that. I feel like we should have that in South Africa. We should invest in that in our schools, like allow our children to identify their role models. It's all about the mindset and the people that you associate yourself with and the role model that you decide you want to look up to and what you want to gain from those people.
Powerful. Thank you so much, Zanule. Thank you for sharing with us your journey. Thank you for sharing with us your thoughts and the wisdom and how you view the work that you're doing and even how you'd advise us if we are 16, 17 to fulfill our dreams. Really a pleasure to have chatted to you today. And we wish you all the best and can't wait, of course, to celebrate your Nobel Prize in the near future.
Hopefully. Well, thank you so much for having me. And I would like to leave you guys with like a simple message that I always carry with me, is that never be afraid to ask for help. Be purpose-filled. And because once your mind is purpose-filled, you become driven. And once you are driven, you are able to develop and you are able to attain your goals. And so, yeah, don't let your circumstances define who
you are. I know, Ifedile Rialewoga. Thank you so much. That was powerful. And want to remind you guys, if you're inspired, if you want to ask Zanule a question, maybe you want to share something with how you are inspired, drop it in the comments below. We'll try and make sure she does get to it, or at least that you get a response. Always love hearing from you. Always want to know how you are inspired, and if you have goals and dreams that you are going after no matter what, tell us, let us know.
Stay inspired and be entrepreneurial. Follow us on social media and find us on WhatsApp. Namgiyakhona.